This is Councilmember Kate Bishop. We're doing a special meeting, Committee of the Whole, to discuss the selection of our ad hoc ethics committee. So I'll hand it over to Danan to start.
Okay. So basically, we're here just to nominate two different ad hoc committees. It could be one ad hoc committee that functions for both ethics complaints. So there were two reports filed, one by Scott Snyder and outside counsel on Councilmember Olson's ethics complaint against Mayor Mutchler. And then there was a Councilmember Olson complaint against Councilmember Rebecca Czar, which I investigated and submitted a report on. You have the cover letters from both of those reports, but not the actual reports. The ad hoc committee will get copies of those reports, and they won't become public record until such time as it's either discussed in open session or Ms. Czar and Mr. Mutchler determined that they want it heard in a public meeting, and I can go over that in a little bit. But essentially, because ethics violations were found, the ethics handbook dictates that an ad hoc committee be convened so that you can review the recommendations in the report, and you can either adopt them or you can come up with your own recommendations. And that will be discussed in an ad hoc committee of three members. It is not a quorum, and therefore it will not be a public meeting. And so the actual reports will be provided to the committees either at the meeting or right before, and then the committee will discuss and come up with recommendations, and you can issue that in a public document that can go into the council packet, or just present your findings at the next council meeting. So as far as process goes, the way the handbook reads is that your recommendations will be discussed at the next council meeting. It's not totally clear what that means. It kind of sounds like it's supposed to be after the report is filed, but I think it probably means after the ad hoc meets and issues some recommendations. After today, I will send written notice to Ms. Czar and Mr. Mutchler that because this is a complaint against a public official, they have the right to request that it be heard either in a public meeting, a public hearing, or they can opt for it to be discussed in executive session. So that will kind of dictate how the process goes from that point. If they elect a public meeting, then the report and the recommendation of the ad hoc committee will go into the council agenda the Friday before the regular meeting. It will become public record, and then it will be discussed at the meeting on Monday in public. If it's an executive session, then it will go that way. So we won't know that until they let me know what their options are or what they are choosing. Yes.
Well, and today's meeting is purely procedural.
Yes. We aren't going to discuss the report. We're not releasing the report. It really is just to form the ad hoc committees. And so I don't know how that process goes, if people volunteer or if there need to be nominations. But I just want people to be careful about, well, I don't know how to put that, just to make sure that there is no conflict of interest between any member of the ad hoc committee and the person who made the complaint and the elected official involved. Rebecca's obviously not here, so she won't be on either committee.
And she indicated her preference not to be on either committee,
okay.
Which means that there could be one committee.
There could be one committee, yeah. And the ethics handbook dictates that the committees be set up on a case-by-case basis, but I think as long as you're specifying that the committee is going to convene on these two separate cases and issue recommendation, I think that's fine. I think it can function that way. So, does anybody have questions?
I know I'm not on either committee by the rules.
Okay.
And I see two different issues here. One was the one against John was investigated by a separate entity.
Right.
The offense that was charged against Rebecca, mm-hmm. all of us were in the room present, so I really don't see why we had to have an ad hoc committee for that.
Well,
and it could be done as the council at whole.
I would love it if we could do it that way, mm-hmm. but basically the ethics handbook says if a violation is found, the ad hoc committee has to be set up. So even though, you know, my recommendation through my investigation is that there be no further action, you still have to review the report and make a determination as to my recommendation.
Per the handbook, it says, should it not be possible for three qualifying council members to serve in the ad hoc committee, The report by the city attorney shall be forwarded directly to the council for final action. So that?
That, you could take that path if you decide that's your preference. Yep.
And that would just be hers dealt with by the whole, and then the other one, an ad hoc committee. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that prevent her from making the choice as far as
that's yes
public versus
well I don't think it has to I think I can still give her the option and so it could be forwarded to the full council and then discussed in an executive session.
Okay.
So you know if that's what you decided to do today, which I think you probably could process wise, then I can provide her with that notice. She can let me know what she prefers, and then if she wants it heard in public, then it would go into your packet and you would just talk about it Monday night. So
do we need a motion to be able to decide to deal with that as a council, as a whole council, or is that something we just by consensus?
You should do it by motion.
I
almost feel like you should move to suspend the rules first.
That's kind of what I think too.
You know, just suspend the rules to form an ad hoc committee. I mean, it does say that if you can't find three qualified, but.
Suspend the rules and opt not to convene the ad hoc in lieu of having it forwarded directly to full council.
Would they first need to make a determination that there are not three unencumbered council members? Or?
Not if they vote to suspend the rules.
Okay.
It could go either way, I think.
I mean, you could have the discussion amongst the five of you that are here and say, oh, we can't come up with three. And then you could just forward it to the full council without suspending your rules because you followed the procedure.
Right. So, I mean, right now we're simply talking about the complaint against Rebecca, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think, I mean, we probably could find three unencumbered council members for that one. I think the one against John Mutchler might be a little more difficult because I would have to, you know, take myself out of the running for that. And so now we're down to
three. Does anyone know if, because...
although Rebecca could serve on that committee, or the fact that she's up for election.
She indicated to me today that her preference would be not to serve on either.
Okay.
Has anyone heard from Gary Jensen about...
He's out of the line.
Oh, okay.
When's he back?
He said he'd be back, I believe, Sunday.
Oh. Well, this wasn't necessarily pushed till the next committee, or to the next council meeting. By the wording, it's vague, like you mentioned.
Yeah, I think it could be interpreted as the discussion shall be held at the next council meeting after the ad hoc convenes.
That would make more sense than doing it twice.
Yeah, I think
so. Or if you chose to suspend your rules and just do it immediately to the full council, then it could go to Monday's meeting.
Right.
Yeah. That's another option.
Are you talking about one or both?
Either.
Oh.
Either, yeah. And I'm just thinking about the report on Rebecca. If she does not elect a public hearing or a public meeting and it's discussed in an executive session, her report would not be public record, and you wouldn't see it until executive session. So it would be one of those situations where you're put in the position of having to read through this report while sitting there in an exec, which is fine. It just takes a little bit of time.
It's not 80 pages, is it?
No, you already did.
I had to set forth all the facts, all the background. Yeah. It's long enough, let's just put it that way.
Okay.
So
any other, so if we look at these separately, is there any other comments about Rebecca Czar's?
Are we going to do them? Are you saying we're going to do them separately, or are we going to do them together, or that's kind of a...
Well, I was thinking if we're leaning towards, you know, going towards to the full council with Rebecca Czar's, and then we're looking at more having the ad hoc committee to deal with the complaints against Mayor Mutchler. That's kind of what I'm That's what I'm getting from this. So I thought maybe if there's a motion, we would do it separately. Start with Rebecca Czar's case.
And how you want to handle the committee?
Yeah.
Well, Mutchler's is pretty much set.
What?
I would argue that the Mutchler ad hoc committee is pretty much set.
Meaning it needs to...
Well, there are only three
that are
possible.
Yeah.
Right now, I mean, you know, if
unless,
in fact...
Unless Gary were to.
Unless one of those council members says, I'm not willing to do that. Right. So...
So we can want to just ask those three now? We're all here. Obviously, Councilor Jarvis Bishop, Bershon Taylor.
So,
for Mayor Mutchler's. I don't think I could be biased to serve it.
I'm biased.
Could not be unbiased.
Could not be unbiased.
Okay.
And can we appoint, you know, the two of us and Gary Jensen without him being present?
You can, well, you could maybe name him as a potential member and then confirm with him later. And then we figure out how we're going to deal with it if he declines.
Then you're back to, then you have to turn it over to full council because you were not able to convene an ad hoc committee of three. So you could almost say that right now with him not being here.
Yeah.
The only thing we could come up with is
exactly.
Two. So.
With
I think
three that, out and her recusing.
Yeah.
That's all you have left.
I'm all for that.
Fair motion.
Yeah, so move.
Okay, for Mutchler or Czar or both?
For both.
Okay.
Is there a second?
And so would we be needing a motion to suspend the rules first?
No, because I think we determined
that
you
we
weren't
can.
Able to do it. So.
Okay.
Was that true for Rebecca's too? That we're determining
that
we can't?
Including?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because... Was there a second? I'm sorry.
Sorry, I'm interrupting.
Thank you.
That simplifies things.
So the motion is that you're unable to form a committee of three, so therefore it's automatically referred to the full council for both complaints.
Yep. So I'll send those notices out today, hopefully, and I'll give them a deadline of, what time does the agenda go out on Friday?
10 a.m.
So that they'll have to let me know by 8 a.m. Friday.
Oh, no, if they let you know by 10.
By 10. Okay, so that way the materials can get in the packet if they elect a public meeting. If they elect a public hearing, we have to do the notice, and so it would be the next council meeting. Yeah.
If it is the council... The whole council, would Rebecca be assumed to be included in the Mutchler one, or would she need to recuse herself?
Only if she wants to.
Okay, okay.
It's not an ad hoc, so.
I'm just thinking, though, we might need to suspend the rule still for Rebecca's case, because I think we could have three for that, right? Because you're saying that you wouldn't want to... You couldn't be unbiased for the complaints against Mutchler, but
I don't have a complaint against Rebecca.
Well, that wasn't the motion, so.
So.
And it was seconded, so.
Well, I just meant, because we're saying we can't come up with three, so we don't need to suspend the rules, but couldn't we technically, we could come up with three for Rebecca's. It's not the same.
Unless,
situation as Mayor Mutchler's.
Unless there are council members who decline to serve on an ad hoc on Rebecca's complaint. And that may be the case. We haven't gone through and asked.
Because like you could serve
seems
on
like
that
the
one.
Would
when we
it.
Stated the motion and nobody's...
Nobody agreed to serve.
Exactly.
That's enough. Okay.
I think so.
I
didn't see any
sure
volunteers.
There's like four of us.
Yeah, for both. All three situations, right?
Three.
But really only
two
because
okay.
one was
one there was no
okay.
no violation of
so, so can I just ask then more of a maybe a procedural or ethical question then So I would recuse myself from, you know, being a part of a three-person committee to hear the complaint against the current mayor. In this context, if we bring it to the council as a whole, I would still recuse myself and leave the facility so that I'm not part of that.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. So all those in favor of sending both ethics complaints to the full council?
Aye. All right.
All right. I think that we've accomplished our business with this committee. We can move on to the next agenda item.
Just to adjourn.
Adjourn, but now we go into closed meeting.
Correct.
Oh, okay. So we're adjourning the special meeting, committee of the whole.